Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Empower Your Life Summit. I'm Sue Erta. I'm your host for this event. I am a publisher for Policy Publishing, and I am so honored to be able to present these amazing co-authors to you. They have come together in this book, Empower Your Life, to share their stories, their experiences, the life lessons they have learned that have helped them to be and feel more empowered in their own lives. And they're doing this so that you can feel that way, too. You can learn from what they have learned, and they're here to assist you. And today we have with us Kathy Stiffel, and she's an amazing woman. I've known her for many years because she has also shared stories in six other Powerful You anthologies. And her story in this book, Empower Your Life, is really, it's very cool. It's very different than many of the other stories in there, and I think you'll find it very interesting, so I hope you will read that. Right now, I'd like to introduce Kathy to you, and then we'll start talking with her. Kathy Stiffel resides just outside of Chicago, near the Indiana Dunes, with her husband John and their black Labrador retrievers, Bodie and Pima. She is a frequent keynote speaker and trainer and host of 219 Green Connect podcast. She holds a BA in economics from the University of Michigan and is a member of Mensa. She won a Golden Innovator Award from Barbara Marks Hubbard and Conscious Evolutionary Chicagoland for her empowering and groundbreaking work in social media. Kathy works online with clients everywhere to provide social media strategy, training, and coaching. And I really am grateful to present to you today and talk with Kathy Stiffel. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
I am great, Sue.
Good, good. I'm excited to talk to you today because you have such diverse interests, and there are so many things that you do that just amaze me. So I know that that's going to come through to our audience today. You know, I would like to tell them, too, that you are a social media trainer for all of the authors in Powerful You Publishing, and we are so grateful for doing that. Mostly, we're grateful for you sharing your energy, so I'm excited about talking to you today.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to share my energy.
Great.
Really is an empowering experience to be part of the book and to be, you know, helping out with the other authors as well. We always just have such a wonderful, wonderful team that comes together.
Absolutely. You know, Kathy, this is your seventh book with us. You've actually shared six stories in other books, one in this book. How has being a Powerful You author changed your life?
Well, I think I've joked with you before that I really love that song by Elvis Costello, and I think you told me you had not heard it previously, but it's called Every Day I Write the Book. And even though the song itself is not exactly relevant to how it makes me feel, I feel like once I started writing books with Powerful You, my life actually changed. You know, it's kind of like that now, I'm not a scientist, so I may get some of the scientific parts of this wrong, but I'll tell you my interpretation of the science. In quantum physics, there's something that's called the observer effect. And, you know, basically it doesn't make any rational sense, but when scientists looked at charged electrons going through two slits, you know, they would either go as a wave or as a particle. When there was an observer, it actually changed the outcome of a particle's choice of whether to become a wave or a particle. And I feel like similarly, being a part of the Powerful You, you know, book experience, it's actually caused me to live a more elevated or more examined life. I feel like I'm living more intentionally because every year or just, you know, every time, sometimes we even have two books coming out in a year, I'm kind of thinking ahead about living my life in order to fit that theme, or else, you know, reflecting back on different elements of my life to see what, you know, makes sense with that theme. And because they are such powerful themes, it's really resulted, I believe, in me living, you know, an expanded, more powerful life. So it's very meta in that regard. Isn't that kind of fun?
It's really fun. I love that. And the observer effect is something, you know, I've noticed in my own life as well. And, you know, we do co-create, I'd like to say, our own reality as we're living it. So, you know, I love that, what you just talked about. And I understand what you're talking about with the book because I feel similarly about that. You know, once we bring up a topic, like the last book was Heal Thyself, this book is Empower Your Life. I started focusing a little bit more on healing then. Now I'm focusing more on empowerment. What can I do to bring that out in my life? So it's very cool. I'm with you on that, Kathy. Now, this book, as we said, is Empower Your Life, and it's all about empowerment. Would you like to share anything about your process for creating this chapter?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because the first time when I participated, I guess I didn't know for sure if there would be a second time or third time or certainly not a seventh time. So at that point, you know, it seemed very clear to me what I was going to write about. You know, there was one experience in my life that just seemed head and shoulders more important and more, you know, world rocking than anything that had happened to me in my 40 plus years at that point. But, you know, after that one, then it, you know, as I said, with the, you know, observer effect, it started to elevate my life. And, you know, to this point, seven books later, I actually almost feel like I have so much to choose from that it was difficult to pick just one idea that would be about empowerment, which I think is a great problem to have. you know, the more expanded life that we already talked about. But now, just having written down all these chapters that actually didn't make the cut for this particular book, I have, you know, again, so much more empowerment kind of trapped in those chapters that I could then do something else with if I choose, you know, put it all together in a book or whatever. But what I started thinking about was, again, this is very meta. The reason that I was able to overcome my fear of public speaking, I guess there's a name for that, glossophobia, which I did not know prior to my research for this talk. But it affects, you know, up to 3 out of 4 people are afraid of speaking in public. So I just thought, well, how can I affect the most change or most empowerment, let's say, with this chapter that I'm going to write? So because that had, I thought, the most universal appeal of anything that I could think of, that's what I chose. So I, you know, hard to believe these days that I am afraid of speaking in public, but it's absolutely true. So I traveled back to a time when I was very young and just traced my journey of how did I overcome that? And it wasn't like a 1-2 easy kind of thing to do. It was actually a lot of fun for me to travel back and remember that journey.
Wow, that's very cool. I love that, and we've heard that from many of the authors. Whenever they start thinking about what is my story, they revisit so many experiences that they've had, and all the feelings come up again, and it's really a very cool process. And we learn a lot about ourselves in writing, and that's also why journaling is very important, I believe. You know, so you mentioned, Kathy, that you do a lot of public speaking these days. I know that our audience may not know that about you, but, I mean, geez, you host a podcast, you do social media training programs, you do a lot of other types of speaking that I've noticed over the years. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of crazy. Like once the you know, dam burst, it has been going and going and going to the point where I actually have earned the nickname Chatty Kathy. I have so many words I want to share now, it seems it's hard to shut me up. But just a month into my launching of a business, you know, this was in early 2009, and I launched my business, My Social Media Coach. It was just the right time when a lot of people needed to know about social media. It was still pretty new, especially for businesses and how they would use it. I actually got invited to go down to the local NPR station in Chicago to be on a radio show. I mean, my business was not even a month old, and here I was on the radio that I have my dial preset to that station. So it was just incredible to me that somebody would have found me and invited me. And after that, it just kept escalating, you know, keynote speaking opportunities and all kinds of things. So, yeah, kind of hard to believe.
Yeah, that's neat. You know, I know in your chapter, Kathy, for Empower Your Life, you recount very specific events that guided your way, which I know the readers will enjoy. So I don't want you to share those right now. So rather than share those, can you share the big picture idea of what allowed you to go from somebody who was really shy to where you are today?
Yeah, you know, again, we're not going to go over all the details because, hey, we have to leave something for the chapter, right? But
right.
I'd say the Reader's Digest condensed version is it really went from me to we, kind of the same process that I just told you. How did I pick the chapter to write about is not just, you know, what's going to make me look good or, you know, what do I want to say about myself or have it be a really introspective thing, but, you know, what could I write that has the potential to help more people? So when I saw myself as being somebody who's gifted with words, you know, I've always been able to string sentences together. I just thought, you know, who am I not to share this? If what I can share, this knowledge that I have in my head and my ability to put words together, if it could help people, then I'm really going about it all wrong by being shy. You know, I'm kind of depriving people of information, help, whatever, you know, fill in the blank. And once that switch flipped, it just really helped support my desire to be a, you know, servant leader or just a channel for information and for help. And once I looked at it that way, I really didn't think about, you know, anything bad that could happen to me. I just thought if I stand up at the front of the room and I come here with a real purity of intention to help the people in this room, then I'm just going to trust that the universe, spirit, you know, God, call it whatever you will, is going to work through me to bring forth that correct information that needs to come. So it's a little crazy. I mean, I don't usually work with any notes. I don't usually have, you know, much of a script. I don't usually practice. It's really, you know, a divine safety net, if you will. And that formula has worked really, really, really well for me.
That's great. And you know what, Kathy, I think that's great advice for anybody who is shy, anybody who is afraid maybe of, you know, they have the fear of speaking or sharing things because, you know, lots of reasons. Gosh, there's so many reasons to be that people have to be afraid of that. That's a great advice for them to, you know, get outside of themselves and, you know, put it out there for the greater good, basically. And, you know, that's what you're talking about, being of service. And I really like that. And that has such a different feel to it, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, in fact, I've always been somebody who enjoys the etymology of words and even the word deserve. You know, if you break that down into its component parts, de plus serve, it actually means of service. So I really love when you think about it that way, like, what do I deserve? Do I deserve to be a successful speaker or author or whatever? If you just look at the I part of the equation, then maybe not. You know, if you're just seeking fame for your ego's sake, then that doesn't seem to be a very compelling reason. But if you really are going about it in a way where you're trying to be of service, then what you deserve, I believe, really, really follows. And if I can just elaborate a bit more, too, you know, we already kind of established I'm a marketing trainer and coach. And sometimes I work with very heart-based entrepreneurs who just feel that marketing is kind of yuck because it's about, you know, many times talking about yourself, or that's how they perceive it anyway. But I try to get them to do that same shift where I try to get them to think about their target audience and who they can really help. You know, what tribe do they deserve? What tribe can they be of service to? And when they go about that process, and in fact, I mean, we really get deep into the weeds. Sometimes we even develop what's called a buyer persona to put a face and a name to this, you know, prospective buyer that you're trying to reach across the waves and the internet. You know, who is it that you're trying to help? By really, really visualizing that person and what they need to learn from you, many, many times somebody who otherwise has had a hard time being, you know, what they consider to be self-promotional can burst forth with all kinds of helpful videos and blog posts. And, you know, they just kind of overcome their shyness about telling what they know when it comes from the point of view of being a help.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, I've experienced that so many times with our authors that come through too, Kathy. They say, well, who am I to share this story? You know, why is my story going to be so important and all of that? And that's what we talk with them about, is exactly what you're saying. Who will this serve? Imagine the people that whose lives could change just by hearing your story. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, for me, I'm all about feeling good. You know, like, let's find the thing that makes us feel good. And I know for you and for me and so many other people, being of service is really what does it, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. And, in fact, I would like to just share a little story. You know, I think for me, keeping that rule of thumb in mind, like how can I be of service to people? I know that my continued learning and being exposed to new and big ideas is very important. So I've written before in some of my chapters about something I call social permaculture or just permaculture in general. It's a pretty new field, and there aren't too many people teaching it or, you know, that I consider to be experts in that. But there were two big leaders that actually I quoted one in my chapter, so this again becomes very meta, Starhawk. I have been wanting to learn from Starhawk for the longest time, but the length of her workshops and the cost was just kind of too prohibitive, you know, and I couldn't make it. I just couldn't do it. And then there's another teacher that I've become aware of a little bit more recently, just in the last few months, Luby McNamara. She wrote a book called People in Permaculture that, I mean, just going to use my time to plug another author's book. It's really a game changer. She's just got such solid ideas about how to design social systems that let people work together more effectively. Pretty much in all the things that I do, that's the common thread that I really need to learn to be a better leader, is how to get diverse teams of people to work together more effectively. So I think it was about last October, I found out that both Luby and Starhawk, along with this other gentleman who I didn't really know too well, John Young, but who was also fabulous, they were all going to be presenting together at a conference in Chicago in California at the end of January, just a short little while ago. And honestly, I did not have the most successful year financially last year for whatever reason. I didn't have as many training gigs come together, had some health challenges, what have you. I was looking at my bank account and thinking, do I deserve to go to this conference? You know, my bank account would say no. But then what I did was I flipped it on its head. I thought, okay, Kathy, you're thinking in the eye again. But if you want to become a good community builder, you're not doing that for yourself. You're doing that for a community. And so I had to rethink it like a marketer and a heart-based entrepreneur. And instead, what I did is I created a crowdfunding campaign to support my being able to go to this workshop. And, you know, in a crowdfunding campaign, you can offer various gifts. Well, what I offered was the gift of a copy of Empower Your Life. And so I just thought that was such a beautiful and elegant solution. I've already got people that are built up, you know, ready to buy the book when it launches. And, you know, I will pay for it because they've given me the money. It, again, all very meta. I almost feel like a time traveler, though. So I've already had this wonderful experience I was able to share with both Starhawk and Luby while I was out there in California learning from them, that their work had influenced the way I live and that, you know, they were mentioned in my chapter that hasn't even been published yet, you know. So anyway, long story short, the universe supported what I deserved. I already have had a speaking engagement about that whole experience and how that came together, and I've got, you know, more lined up. So I just love the web of support that forms when you break out of your little island and just accept the support that really is so readily available when you follow that, you know, heart desire to really help people.
I love it. I love hearing stories like that because I do believe, just as you said, the universe does support us in every way, and we do get what we deserve in some way or other. And, you know, I love it. You know, Kathy, like I said, you have such diverse interests and so many things that you do and that you know. As I say to my friends when I talk about you, I say, she's got this amazing scope of knowledge, and it's just incredible. So I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to share with our listeners.
Yes, of course I would, because I'm chatty Kathy. So, yeah, I think, number one, thinking always, like, who else could what I'm trying to do help, and finding your supporters. That's actually something that, you know, Luby talks about in her book, People in Permaculture, is think about your vision and then think about the helps to get there. And if you just take the time to think about who is in alignment with what you want, and not doing it alone, doing it with a team of people, it just shifts the energy, you know, in such a beautiful way. And in fact, I think that's really why I love being part of an anthology book like we are. Although I'd love to, you know, have my own book one of these days, I think, you know, all these authors working together, telling their stories, cross-pollinating, if you will, is one of the things that always makes our book so successful and, you know, pretty much always gets us to Amazon number one, which is amazing, you know, really, really beautiful. And I just want to say, too, that to be of true service, I think you need to connect with your tribe. So whatever that looks like for you, doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, speaking in a huge, huge group, but you need to get with the people who deserve you, who you can help. And so there's a guy, Jim Rohn, I think is how you say his last name, R-O-H-N, who said that you're basically the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. And while, you know, anybody can be empowered anywhere, anytime, you're going to do yourself good to connect with people who hold you in the vision of your highest self and people who expect you to be powerful. And I think that goes back to the power of the observer effect. You know, if you don't have the right people observing you, you might not be living your highest and best life. But, you know, again, I'm going to go back to the publisher name that you chose, Sue and Kathy, Powerful You Publishing. I feel like that's why this works, you know, being part of a book that is about empowerment. You know, how can that not work when I'm surrounding myself with a tribe like that? You're bound to live a more expansive, powerful life. And I just, you know, really appreciate you, the opportunity, and the way my life has unfolded. So it's been a really wonderful experience.
Me too, Kathy. I ditto everything that you say. Jim Rohn is somebody who I actually, you know, have studied many of his books and works, and he's an incredible guy. I saw him in Boston in person many years ago, about probably, gosh, 20, 25 years ago, and he's a dynamic guy. He's not with us any longer, but his work lives on. And like him, I think that the work that you do is going to live on in this world as well. And I appreciate you so much, and I love that you're a part of this. I love sharing empowerment with everybody, and I love that you actually embody that. And, you know, it's really cool to be a part of your life. So thank you so much for everything you've done for Powerful You, for all of our authors, and for all these listeners who are out there. Thanks for empowering them, too.
Thanks, Sue.
You're welcome. And listeners, thank you for being a part of this Empower Your Life Summit. I hope that you'll continue to listen because we have so many, as I said, incredible co-authors who are sharing all different information. And so, you know, look at those topics that you see on the webpage. Listen to the ones that interest you. Listen to some that you might not have even thought of listening to before and expand those horizons. You never know what a few words will do to change your life. So I invite you to do that. I also invite you to buy the book on launch day, Empower Your Life. It's March 20th is our launch day. We will send you an email reminder about that with a link in there so you can just click right through, buy the book, get all the incredible gifts from our partners and authors. And I encourage all of you to think about what empowers you in your life, who empowers you in your life, and surround yourself with more of those people, like Kathy said. And I think that you will experience more joy, grace, and ease in your life, and feel more empowered as you do this. Have a great day, everybody. Bye for now.